Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We welcome you to our program today. We're going to have a continuing teaching. These are church services that we have done, or healing schools that we've done, and we welcome you to come and join in this. And everything we have, you can have the everything in its entirety. It's free and postpaid. We will tell you at the end of the program exactly how you can get our programs, and they're all free and postpaid. And may the Lord bless you.
Okay, Daddy. You've been blinded by the God of this world. I know my brother. He loves the Lord. So I know that wasn't him that's speaking to me. That's the devil. So we came into agreement, and we bound that devil. We bound the devil and asked Daddy to open up his eyes. We tore down that veil that God had put up. And not the God that we know, the God of this world, the devil, the deceiver. And we asked Jesus, the Redeemer, to open his eyes, to send his precious Holy Spirit and his angels to bring him under conviction and set him right. Pride is so powerful. And that's what Daddy's dealing with here, with my brother. So, we went out. That was on Wednesday. Thursday came. I'm praising Daddy. I hadn't heard from Brian. But I know the Lord's doing a work in my brothers. I'm just praising Daddy and thanking Him. So then I get a call from another friend of mine who's been attacked. I said, well, who's attacked you? Well, this person just wrote me a terrible letter, just really hurt me, just really hurt me. I said, well, who's your battle with? Well, it's the devil. Who's deceived him? The devil. Well, then who do we need to bind? So we bound the devil. We came in agreement, prayer of agreement, according to Matthew 18:19. And one of them, that evening, this man called me up crying, saying, Ty, the Lord's really brought me under conviction. I've done a terrible thing. Holy Spirit, conviction. See, I've done a terrible thing. I feel really bad about it. I said, oh man, we serve an awesome daddy. And he says, anytime you come before him, all you got to do is bow down before him, confess your sins, and as Jesus says, my blood will cleanse you. And he does. It cleanses you. So you're free. You're set free the moment you get on your knees and say, Daddy, I'm sorry for what I did. Forgive me. So now, you know, as I listen to this other person, this whole thing's been healed. And that was a good skirmish. That was the one you love. You love the ones you win. So now my brother comes over Friday. He comes over Friday and we're getting ready to go to church with the boys. I've got 5 grandkids over there. I'm taking them all out to eat. This little church has a little catfish place there. And my brother walks up. I said, you're not going to believe what happened, Ty. And I said, what? He said, they brought my motor coach back home. I said, well, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He said, I brought you my watch. He had a watch of mine that he'd had for a couple of years. He said, I got your watch fixed and I brought it back too. I put a new band on it too. But he couldn't say, Ty, I'm sorry. He couldn't say I'm sorry, but he didn't need to. You know, I know Jesus is dealing with him. But that pride's a terrible thing. Amen. It's so hard for a man to say, hey, I messed up. But when a man does, that's when Daddy says, okay, now you've done it my way. Now I forgive you. And so Brian's still got some work. He's got some more trials that Daddy's going to take him through till he learns, till he gets it. But he'll do it.
Amen.
So now, Saturday rolls around. So we've had some good battles, see? Some bad battles. Saturday rolls around, a couple calls me up, says, Ty, can we come over and have you pray for us? My husband has lung cancer and we got a bad report. I said, sure, come on over. So they come over and she comes in and she's crippled. Gerald is this gentleman is they know Daddy's word. They got baptized in the Holy Spirit in the earlier meeting that we'd had together, and he's praising and worshiping God, and he's standing on God's word. But he got a bad report from the doctors. So we just go to praying again, binding, driving out that filthy beast that's causing it. And I teach him. I teach him something God taught me. Anytime you're afflicted, body, no. You're not in charge. Jesus Christ is in charge. And this body belongs to Him. And this is His temple. So I command you in the name of Jesus Christ, get out of here. And you can drive those demons out. So as we're praying and worshiping God, the Holy Spirit says, Ty, I want you to hear what I'm saying. Jesus is my intercessor. He's my Redeemer. And I want you to hear what He's saying to God. The Holy Spirit tells us everything that He hears Daddy say, and Daddy tells Him to tell us. So I said, oh, that's beautiful. I said, oh, so we're praying. I said, let's just stop. Daddy, I want to hear what Jesus is saying to you about me. And as we did this, yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. I'm like, well, if Jesus does it all, I'll send it. All four of us receive a word from the Lord. This woman, she jumps up and says, man, I came in with excruciating hip pain. I don't need this crutch. She goes praising God.
Wow.
And Gerald, he says, man, Daddy showed me this chariot, and there was bolts of lightning coming out of this chariot and hitting me. So I said, wow. So,
it's getting better.
Yeah. So we just praise and worship God for a while. For a couple of hours. I don't know. Whoever Lord is through. We were all just rejoicing. Then we went to eat, praising God. So I want to tell you this. It's not you that does it. It's Jesus that does it. But He uses you. He uses you to speak God's Word. To instill that faith in your brothers and your sisters and your daughters. And when you lose the skirmishes, Daddy said, a servant is not above his master.
Amen.
And if they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you. So when you think you're getting beat up, just remember what happened to Daddy. He said, well, okay. I'm not bleeding yet. So it's going to be a whole lot worse. I just praise Daddy. Give Him all the glory and the honor.
Amen. Glory to God. Praise the King. Yeah. Now, there's a man that's been about some work for Jesus this week. Wow. He's been about the Lord's work. Wow. Goodness gracious alive. Good to have all y'all here today. It's good to know this Jesus and the wonderful things that He does and all these wonderful testimonies. I'm telling you, it's awesome to see God do wonderful things. And some of you might not know, too, just a couple of weeks ago, she's here. I won't ask her to come up. But Juanita Smith also came up on a Sunday, and she was getting ready Wednesday to go to the doctor to have cataract surgery. And she came up, and we prayed for her on Sunday. And by the time she got there, and she'd had those a year, and the doctor wanted to do surgery a year ago, but she wouldn't let it be done. So she came up Sunday a week ago and asked me to pray, and we did. And when she got to the doctor's Wednesday, the doctor looked in her eyes, and he says, goodness, the cataract surgery that we did on you really has improved your eyes, and they sure are clear and sharp. They've even increased both far and near. She said, I didn't have the surgery. What did you do? Well, my pastor prayed for me. He said, look, I'm a Pentecostal charismatic, and I never seen God do nothing like that. All I got to say is it don't make a difference if you're a non-denominational, a Baptist, a Catholic, a whatever you are, a Pentecostal, all Jesus is looking for is holiness and faith. That's what He's looking for, holiness and faith. Walk holy before me. Do what I say. And he said, then do something in faith. Call me in remembrance of my word, and I will do great and mighty things for you. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you that we're attached to you, that we're your children, that you're the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods, and you're our King and our Lord, and we're your children. Lord, help us. Give us revelation and wisdom and knowledge and understanding from the word today as we read it and study it, Lord. Reveal to us more and more about who we are and what we can do in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen. Now then, today I'm going to talk a little bit about who you are in Christ. That's going to be the title of this message today. Who you are in Christ. I want to prove to you from the Scripture some of the things you can do if you're in Christ. And I went through the Word of God, and I've done a lookup. It's wonderful what you can do with computers. But I went in and done a lookup on in Christ, in Him, in whom, and some of these kind of things. And these are some of the things I came up with. Now, who are we and what can we do if we are in Christ, in Him? Well, if you're a born-again Christian, you're supposed to meet that criteria. You're supposed to be in Christ. So now then, I'm going to start out in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. This is where we're going to start. In your Word, so if you got your Bible out, you need to look, because I might not tell you the truth. Every once in a while, I misquote the Word. You got to check out these preachers. You want to make sure they're telling you the truth. Because I went to church a lot of years of my life, and we didn't get much Scripture. Two or three verses on Saturday, on a Sunday morning, and a 20-minute sermon. And unfortunately, I didn't learn very much. But I am not a 20-minute preacher. You know, more like 20 hours, but not 20 minutes. But anyway, maybe 20 days. You know, I can only imagine when Paul preached the Word of God till Eutychus went to sleep at midnight and fell out the window, and then he went down and raised him from the dead and preached till daylight. You know, when's the last time you've been to a meeting like that? Well, we need to have those on a regular basis in the church today. God's Word ought to be so exciting to us. We ought to hear Him do such mighty, wonderful things like we've already heard today, that it ought to be exciting to know more about this King that does these wonderful things. I'm telling you, just like Tommy back there said, I'm telling you, the Word of God has taken on a whole new meaning to me, he says. I mean, but after you've been diagnosed with terminal cancer, and he told me the other day, he didn't say anything about it today, but he told me that remember this right, I don't think I'm saying this wrong. He said in the last 10 years, he's been to the doctors enough and had enough surgeries and everything else and spent enough on his body that with his insurance and everything, I believe he said he had spent $1 million on his body in the last 10 years. Something like that. Is that right? Close?
We're going to have to break in right there and stop the program for today, but if you'll join us tomorrow, the next program will be coming on Monday through Friday on your station, and we'll love to continue on. If you would like these teachings in their entirety, you're welcome to call our ministry center at 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send you any type of media, free and postpaid. We have these teachings in their entirety. We'll be happy to send them to you. Or you can go to our website, www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries. And there you can order these teachings free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is our wonderful Lord and Savior. He is a mighty God.